smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing,
anything with you, when laugh, make a smile. It really is. It's a lot easier if you just get things off your chest, folks. That's why we start this program every single weekday morning with a very simple question. What is on your mind? That's all we want to know. And we sincerely want to know that. We want to know what we're going to let you know what's on our mind. We're going to, you know, bring in a few guests. We're going to take a position every now and then. We're going to take a stand. But really, this program is here to find out what's on your mind. And I tell you what, it is joy beyond joy to hear the magic of that awesome Northern Plains common sense, ruggedness. Hey, whatever the problem, we'll take it on. Favorite example, Minot. Big story breaks during the show yesterday. And a lot of folks nationally, internationally, are looking at a situation where some individuals were asleep at the switch, for lack of a better term, with the finger on the button of some very important missiles in the security of the United States of America at our own Minot Air Force Base. It was found out and discovered, and a listener called yesterday, I think it was a listener in Minot, as I recall, who said, hey, everybody's calling this a crisis, everybody's calling this a disaster, everybody is calling this horrible, awful, terrible. We found the problem, didn't we? We found some rot within our ranks, and we fix the problem. Why is that a disaster? Why is that terrible? That's the kind of common sense that comes from this audience when we simply ask the question, what's on your mind? And so we're here to do it all over again today. My name is Scott Hennen. Steve Bakken will join momentarily. We have a little technical glitch because I actually am broadcasting from the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. What's that line about the best laid plans? You know, you can plan and you can plan and you can prepare. And the plan was on this Thursday before the Minnesota fishing opener for us to talk a little bit about Minnesota fishing versus North Dakota fishing. And so one of the questions we have today, since it is the fishing opener, is where's the fishing better, North Dakota or Minnesota? I don't think there's any doubt you'd have to say it's North Dakota today because, number one, you can fish already in North Dakota today. You don't have to wait for an opener. Number two, there's a heck of a lot less ice in North Dakota than there is in Minnesota. I'm looking right now as we speak at Leech Lake, an unbelievable walleye lake, Walker, Minnesota, and it's plumb full of ice. So the original plan was Steve and I were going to be out here. We're going to be on a boat. And we're going to see how many fish we could catch in Minnesota. And then we were soon going to come back and try and do the same in North Dakota. Well, that can't happen. So I came alone to tell you how great the fishing is so you can think about coming here at some point. It's a fabulous resort on the National Historic Register. In fact, they told me today, they said, look, we want folks just to take a break. We know North Dakota's super busy. They ought to come out and just soak in the pines, soak in the, you know, the fun little community of Walker, Minnesota, see the lake. And you know what, Scott? How about $69? Is $69 a fair deal? Any room, any night, now through the 23rd of May, if they put promo code Scott right there in that little box at chaseonthelake.com, we'll have them, your guest. And we're talking three-bedroom condos, two-bedroom condos. We're talking lakefront. We're talking the lodge. You name it. ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. $69. Can't beat a deal like that. I think I heard the infamous Steve Bakken.
You don't even have to bring your boat, Scott.
Well, there's no need to have my boat. I got to walk out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Steve and I talked about this earlier. We were thinking, how cool would it be if we could actually take an ice house out there and say we actually fished a Minnesota fishing opener from an ice house. Wouldn't that be something?
From a historical standpoint, that's kind of cool, but not really.
It's been a long winter.
It's a long winter.
Folks, it's the 9th of May, and I'm looking at a massive ice on a awesome walleye lake. Wow. Anyway, we want to know what's on your mind. Here's the telephone number. You found out what's on ours, fishing and ice and a late spring. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. Tell us where the fishing's better. Is it North Dakota? Is it Minnesota? And we have some guests on the program today. Byron Dorgan will be here. Let's ask Senator Dorgan whether that caller who called us yesterday and said, quit calling Minot a crisis. The problem's been identified. It's being fixed. It's not a crisis at the Minot Air Force Base. We'll talk to Byron Dorgan about that. The Internet sales tax has been a big topic for us, Steve, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And we did get some emails in after the show yesterday, too, that we need to go over. And Pride of Dakota people, a huge industry in North Dakota has grown up that with the Pride of Dakota and the Ag Department that has gotten behind that to help prod the entrepreneurship of North Dakotans. A lot of those businesses are getting around that $1 million tipping point where they might have to start collecting sales taxes. That is a concern to some of the businesses I've talked to.
Kevin Kramer yesterday, actually, I thought, did a pretty good job of making the case for the people you're talking about, Steve. You know, those folks that are retailers. Didn't we have somebody yesterday call and say that I forget what she shipped. It was some kind of yarn product or something, and made some things and shipped them around and said, hey, we don't have the ability to collect the sales tax, and okay, if you're calling from Missouri, you got to pay this, or you know, this will be a disaster. We just won't do it. And so on the program today, we have actually Kurt Cameron, who's a director of marketing at Swanson Health Products. Now they're big, right? So they would be above a Pride of Dakota level. They're shipping health products all across the globe, really, through a catalog. But they're very much against this internet sales tax. So we'll talk about it from their perspective as well.
You know, from the business side of things, having to deal with going back and forth and just from the bookkeeping, it's almost like you'd have to add another staff member. You'd have to add another employee to try to keep that. And a lot of these are mom-and-pop businesses. They're mom-and-pop shops that it's either a hobby. It's like having a hobby farm. It's a hobby or... Yeah, it's just something you want to keep in your backyard. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to those phones. Ken, what's on your mind today?
I'd like to talk about the Bangs Eye Survivors.
What was that?
The Bangs Eye Survivors.
Benghazi?
Benghazi.
Benghazi, excuse me.
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, I'm just wondering, where are these people? There's been no word, no names, nothing. We keep hearing from people who have seen what have happened and outsiders, but nobody from inside that was there.
Well, the three whistleblowers that testified yesterday told a pretty compelling story. Did you not agree with what you heard there?
I did, but where are these survivors at? They haven't been named. None of them have come out in public. I mean, honestly, Obama has lost the trust of the American people. And the patience and understanding of the American people has expired. We want to know where these people are at, even if they're still alive. You know, most of the people that hit the Bin Laden compound are dead already, after the fact. And people are wondering if maybe this isn't happening to the Benghazi survivors.
Ken, are you thinking that this is a conspiracy theory, that this is orchestrated by the government?
I don't like to label anything conspiracy. I just like to know where they're at.
Well, here's the facts.
A lot of people would.
Yeah, I mean, here's the facts of what we do know from people that were there and were familiar with what was going on. There obviously was inadequate security at an embassy in a very difficult part of the world. That's pretty clear right now. There was also, we understand from this hearing, an effort to stand down. In other words, don't fight back, stand down, back off, and now you've got an ambassador dead and three other officials as well. They lied about it after the fact. You know, you have the email trail now that's pretty clear that when they said, hey, this is just a, you know, about a movie and a small protest, this Beth Jones email, when she said, hey, there is this group that's responsible that has a clear link to Al-Qaeda, and then administration officials and even the president himself after said something very different. So there's a truth problem, and a lot of evidence is pointing in that direction. What now, I guess, is my question. Where do you go with this, Ken? What do you think comes out of this?
I just I think it was almost set up, because it's even come out in different circles that the security company that they hired for the embassy had ties to Al Qaeda. They're flying an Al Qaeda flag on their website. And that's the people that we hired to watch over our ambassador.
Interesting. You know, the other part of that is the fact that they'd asked for more support, more help, more security, and those requests were ignored.
Right. I mean, they're talking about background checks on American citizens for, you know, buying a shotgun, but they didn't check out these people that were guarding our embassy.
Thanks for telling us what's on your mind. Does Benghazi matter to you, folks? Let us know. 800-228-0550. More after this.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Maria and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile we're closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We call What's on Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Locally, you can call us at 701-258-0550. You put that in your speed dial. You really do us a great service. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's on my mind, of course, is the Chancellor, Hampshire Bonnie, and fishing opener for you, and Fish Fest at Shields for me. The Board of Higher Education is one of the big things on my mind today, because I'm looking forward to that. Also, the Measure 2 with the Supreme Court statement is going to be made this afternoon, or this morning, rather.
Yeah, in fact, the hearing is taking place in the chambers of the Supreme Court in North Dakota, and Bob Hale and Lynn Bowie, who are on the side of the proponents of Measure 2, Empower the Taxpayer, are planning to join us immediately after their testimony today. So that'll be interesting, won't it?
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm a firm, staunch believer is the fact that Measure 2 is not going to go away. It's going to come back in some way, shape, or form, because I think there was a disconnect with the legislative process thinking, okay, relief is good enough. I think the citizens of North Dakota wanted reform. If they didn't get that, it's going to be back. One of the other things, too, and I said this last year because I heard some rumble, but is Senator John Hoeven going to run for president?
Interesting story that got a little national attention yesterday, because I forget the news organization, but one of them had asked him the question, and the way he answered caused them to believe that he was giving it serious consideration. That's a question for our audience. Would you like to see John Hoeven seek higher office?
Yeah, if you think about it from a tactical standpoint, and I'm pretty much in the middle, I'll vote for an individual, doesn't matter the party. I don't have a party affiliation because I don't agree with all things. Not everybody's right all the time. It doesn't matter which side of the line you're on. I look for the good individuals. But you look at somebody like Senator Hoeven, who comes from the leadership role in a state like North Dakota as governor, moves on to a senatorial role for a state like North Dakota. Now, when you look across the landscape of the rest of the country, North Dakota is the only state that works. We're the only state that has a business model that works, a thriving model that works, an economy that works, the lowest unemployment in the country. How do you not look towards that for leadership?
Very good point. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We want to know what is on your mind. Let us know. You mentioned Hampshire Bonnie. There is a Board of Higher Education meeting today in Grand Forks. There's still an effort by a lot of folks to have Hampshire Bonnie be removed, be bought out, be fired, resign. Media clamoring for it in Fargo, a couple of presidents working behind the scenes to try and have that happen with the help of their supporters, a student member doing that. Do you think Hampshire Bonnie should go, Steve?
Absolutely not. He was brought in to do a difficult job. People were clamoring across the state of North Dakota. The legislatures were, leaders were clamoring across the state of North Dakota saying, you know, we don't like what's going on in higher education. We don't like being roughshod, run over from UND and NDSU. And I'm going to put my fingers right at them. What took place out at Dickinson State University is another issue as well. There was a lot going on in higher education. People were fed up. People were had enough. So they brought in somebody that's going to change the culture. And just because you don't like how that culture is going to be changed, it's change. Change is good sometimes, and we needed change within higher education, and I think that's what he's doing. Now, you can argue the point of whether or not you liked how he was facilitating change, maybe skirting around the open meetings, but maybe that's just hauling him out on the rug a little bit, out under the carpet, rather than trying to get somebody out the door, because I think what's happening here is some good old boy politics are going, wait a minute, we like our UND and we like our NDSU and we want that status quo. They're money pits. They are absolute money pits for the state of North Dakota, and that needs to be addressed.
By the way, Bill Hudson comments on our Facebook page, let him go. He's lost the credibility of students and staff at the university across the state. Tell us what you think at 800-228-0550. Jason, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, as far as Hoeven running for president, I say bring it on. It's about time we get some people with some common sense in higher places.
North Dakota sensibilities?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm from South Dakota. I don't even live in North Dakota, but I welcome anybody who's got a little bit of a brain in their head.
What did you think of John Thune's potential presidential run, since you're a South Dakota guy, Jason?
Not crazy about it.
So you wouldn't like a Thune and Hovind ticket?
No, not really. I've been listening to K-Fire for a long time. Some of the stuff that I hear coming out of the radio station and what's happening with your guys' legislature, just everything makes so much more sense, the policies. Everything that happens is just on mark as far as I'm concerned.
So do you think that...
You're welcome to become a resident anytime, right? Steve, should we start?
Yeah, come on up. My question is, if you follow our process this close, do you follow the South Dakota process that close? And where's the disconnect? What don't you like about the South Dakota process versus the North Dakota process?
I guess it's the way that they spend their money. Add to this, add to that, but they don't technically know where the money is coming from. It's just kind of, the governor this year and all them, they got the balance, they got the budget balanced in South Dakota, which is great, but it got away from them, and I can foresee it happening again where they're going to start overspending again, and we're going to end up right back where we came from.
Jay, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And do us a favor, call again. We appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. We have a couple of Facebook comments on that question, whether John Hovind ought to think about running for president. Chad says, no thanks. With his voting record so far, he'd be just another rhino like McCain and Romney. Right now, I'm regretting voting him into a Senate seat, let alone president. Scott says, too much like Mitt Romney. Sorry, I want a conservative. Christine says, Hovind over Heitkamp any day of the week. Hovind will run for recognition, but make the real push down the road, I reckon. Who else? Here are some comments. Mark says, Tim Pawlenty part two, he doesn't have a chance. How about that? Do you think a North Dakotan, no matter the name, would have a chance on the national stage? Probably now more than ever, wouldn't you think, Steve?
Yeah, the biggest thing I see if Senator Hovind was to run would be getting through the convention. And I think there's a disconnect in the Republican Party between the convention and then a viable candidate coming out of the convention that could have national appeal. He's got national appeal. When you point to the statistics, the facts that the lowest unemployment, an economy that works, we're a machine here in North Dakota, and it's not just because of oil. How do you not point at that and go, there's your leadership for the rest of the country?
Tackling the internet sales tax debate from the perspective of a retailer next. Don't go away.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm Sally.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. It is What's on Your Mind. Scott is in Minnesota for the Minnesota Fishing Opener up on Leech Lake. Beautiful Leech Lake. It is absolutely gorgeous up around Walker, Minnesota. And you are a chase on the lake.
One little problem, though, Steve.
It's ice.
Sorry to interrupt, but you said I'm up here to do some fishing. It's a little tough to do fishing with ice.
Well, you can ice fish.
A lot of ice. Actually, you can't because it's not safe enough for the fish houses, but it's also a lot of ice. So anyway, that was the plan. And by the way,
maybe you can find one of those big airboats to ice fish off of.
Yeah, what was that
like
show?
Like a pontoon or something.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, maybe a rubber raft or something.
More on the fishing. At Leech Lake and Chase Lake coming up a little later on the program. In fact, Toby Kovalevog will be here. Toby's he's a great fisherman. He's a guide here at Chase on the Lake. And he can tell you how great a lake this is fishing-wise. He's also a former Fighting Sioux goaltender, so he's going to join us to talk fishing in just a little bit.
As a hockey player, he's used to being on the ice, so maybe he can take you out. Get you some skates. You can skate out, do a little ice fishing.
More on that a little later on. We're also going to talk with the folks about the Measure 2 debate before the Supreme Court today. Senator Byron Dorgan on Minot will join us. Right now, though, we want to talk about a topic that you, the listeners, have been very concerned about, and that is the Marketplace Fairness Act. The Marketplace Fairness Act is a fancy way of saying we want to tax you more when you buy things online. So we have a guest today on the program that is not in favor of this. He works for a company, Swanson Health Products. Kurt Cameron is with us. Kurt, thanks for being on What's on Your Mind.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Would you first tell us just a little bit about Swanson Health Products?
Swanson Health Products is a local Fargo company. We've been in business since 1969. We are currently the largest privately held mail-order dietary supplement retailer in the country.
Wow. The entire United States. In other words, nobody's bigger. Privately owned, but you sell more vitamins and other health products than anybody else does. And you're not just selling them in the United States. You sell them everywhere, right?
Yes, we do.
I've had a tour of Swanson Health Products before, Steve. You wouldn't believe this place. It's amazing, and the amount of volume they do is phenomenal. And there's a catalog folks can get to pick up all these health products. What's your biggest seller, Kurt?
CoQ10, I'd say, is at the top.
Say that again. What is it?
Coenzyme Q10.
Coenzyme Q10. What do you take that for?
Cardiovascular health, cellular energy. It's a great product.
Wow. Do you take that, Steve? I think I better.
That one, no, but I'm a big fan of Swanson Health Products. Shop there all the time when I was back in Fargo, and some great prices and great things. From the internet side of that, you know, they've got a store on Broadway in Fargo, but that's not where the business lies. The internet is huge, and the shipping and stuff. Love the products, great products, fresh products, which you're not going to run into in a lot of other locales. You don't always know what you get when you order off the internet, but when you order from Swanson Health Products, you get great stuff. From an internet sales standpoint, what does this mean? Now, you're probably over the top on that cutoff anyway with global sales, but from a business perspective, I don't look necessarily as the sales tax that you're going to have to collect being cumbersome financially from a standpoint of having to collect it, but what does that do to staffing? I mean, are you going to have to hire people to collect that sales tax? What does that do to your bookkeeping as a business?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the biggest things missing out of this bill. There's no workable system for companies such as ours to automatically pay the taxes. The taxes are different. There are 9,600 taxing jurisdictions, and the laws vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. The definition of what's a food and what's a supplement, what needs to be taxed and what doesn't need to be taxed. There's currently no software system available to help us ferret that out.
And so, number one, you're talking about a logistical nightmare, right? How about just the simple fairness of it, Curry? Talk about whether or not you think that, this is called the Marketplace Fairness Act because it's basically saying if I'm a drugstore and I want to sell, some vitamins from Swanson Health Products, I have to charge a sales tax for that. Well, Kurt doesn't, and Lee Swanson doesn't, so that's not fair. What about the fairness argument?
I think it's not a true argument. The playing field is already level. The physical store in our society remains the centerpiece of our purchases. A large survey was done recently across 11 product categories. Consumers said that within the next 12 months, they expect to shop in-store far more than they expect to shop online. Only 2% said gave an opposing answer.
Very interesting. By the way, if you have a question or a comment on this issue, I know our listeners have been very much opposed to this, and Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Thune in South Dakota, a couple I can think of off the top of my head, Senator Johnson, all have voted in favor of an internet sales tax. The word is, ultimately, if it goes to the House, it'll pass. Now there's efforts to not get the vote actually in the House because they're afraid if the vote actually gets to a vote, that it will become of the law of the land. If that happens, Kurt, what does that mean for Swanson Health Products? What's the bottom line?
Immediately, what that means for us and for our customers is anywhere from a 7 to 10% price increase immediately. And that's our biggest concern. We've always led the market in low prices, high quality, low prices. That's what people come to Swanson Health Products for. The last thing we want to do is raise our prices 10% to the consumers.
What do you say to folks who say it's an unfair advantage from a business perspective when you're looking at supposedly what this does is level the playing field for brick-and-mortar stores as opposed to online sales? Does it do that? Is it fair?
I don't believe that fairness is really even part of the equation. I think that's a smokescreen, to tell you the truth.
Here's what I think is missing from this argument. Who pays it? In other words, everybody forgets that, the state's losing out on this money. But in the case of North Dakota, I don't know if you've noticed lately, there's plenty of dollars there, right? So there's no shortage of funds, but yet they're arguing it that, they use the fairness argument. But really what this is about is more money, but the consumer is going to pay more because they have to pay the tax. And you just told us you have to charge more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the states will incur, bureaucratic charges as well. The states will have to enforce this. And that's another key consideration here. This bill will give the states the power to collect taxes across its borders, which runs against all current legislation. There's, in fact, the 1992 Supreme Court decision, Quill versus North Dakota, is what established this current law that says that states can only enforce tax collection within their borders. This will render that moot.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Shane, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I might need a little help on convincing here of this. I'm pretty conservative in my politics, and I guess I'm against, more taxes and all that, kind of stuff. But I'm really having a hard time understanding how it is fair that the online sales don't have to charge taxes, but the, walk-in stores do. It just seems to me that if one business has to charge taxes, they all should.
Kurt, go ahead and take that.
Where there's a physical presence, we do, in fact, remit taxes to that state. So we have distribution centers around the country. So wherever we have a physical presence, we are complying with those state tax laws. The state and local taxes.
Pardon? There's many businesses out there that don't actually have an actual physical store you can walk in, right?
Right.
So.
But state and local taxes are there to support the state and local society. As a remote seller, we are not a part of that community. Therefore, we feel it's not our obligation to pay taxes into that specific community.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. I mean, maybe a thought could be that they could pay the tax wherever they're selling it out of, rather than try to figure out, what kind of tax goes to every individual location. Rather, they just should pay the taxes wherever they're, actually shipping it out of or whatever,
That's one option that people have discussed. People have also discussed in the past a federal tax rather than this system of going by the state taxes. That might be a simplification that would be more workable.
Sure.
But what's in front of us right now is heavily burdensome.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Shane, thanks for your phone call.
You bet.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm Steve Bachman, Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking with Kurt Cameron, Director of Marketing at Swanson Health Products in Fargo. Kurt, have you talked to the legislators about this? Have you talked to Senators Hovind and Heitkamp? And do you agree with Congressman Kevin Cramer about Amazon and Best Buy and some of the big industry, the big boys in the industry, trying to snuff out some of the competition?
That's absolutely right. I completely agree with that. And, yes, we certainly have reached out to our representatives and our senators, and we encourage everybody to do so. This is definitely, Amazon, for a long time, was against this type of legislation. Now they're for it. One reason is it will certainly pick off the small and middle-sized online retailers who won't be able to comply. The compliance costs are going to be huge. There's just no question about that. And Amazon's turnabout, I believe, is partly related to the fact that they now have Nexus in most states. They now have warehousing and distribution in, if not all 50 states, a good majority. So they're already paying the taxes. It doesn't matter to them. Best Buy, another good example. I think it's definitely, their support of this is definitely because they see the ability to eliminate a lot of those small and middle-sized retailers, a lot of people that sell through eBay. And then that's why eBay is one of the few behemoths out there actually opposing this.
Let's get another caller in here. Tim, quickly, for our guest, Kurt Cameron from Swanson Health Products. Go ahead.
Yes, my point's the same as Shane's last point. If you're going to buy on the Internet, you pay in the state that you get the product from. And also, this Internet sales tax has been talked about for a long time, so the people who are for or against it a long time ago could have gotten their ducks in order and taxed in that fashion instead of the thing happening now, because for several
Tim,
years...
Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, up against the break. Kurt Cameron, thank you. This debate won't go away. We'll keep following it. Appreciate the info and insight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure, they're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
All right, we're back. This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, 800-228-0550. We wanted to talk a little fishing today, Steve and I. Actually, Steve and I both were going to be on Leech Lake fishing, and then, this ice deal kind of messed things up. Toby Kovalevog, former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux star goaltender and now a supreme fishing guide who can help you if you ever come to Leech Lake catch some lunkers, some great walleye. He's going to join us in just a moment. But first, Cliff wanted to weigh in. Cliff had called in about our conversation on the Internet sales tax in the last segment. Cliff and Fargo, go ahead quickly.
Hey, good morning. In the late 70s, the sales tax in North Dakota was 3%. It is now more than doubled. If you buy a six-pack of beer, it's tripled. I recently rented a car in Kansas City. I had a 51% tax on a car rental with fees and taxes. When are we going to, instead of grouping two people against each other, when are we all going to wake up and try to lower these ridiculous rates that they're slowly creeping up all the time, and next thing you know, they've more doubled or tripled?
That's interesting. I mean, all good points, and that's why I keep saying I wish people would realize we're the ones paying the money. Do they need more money? And nobody seems to be arguing that. They're talking about fairness and pitting one group against another. But good point, Cliff. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Time to check in with Toby Kovalevog, former Sioux goalie, who is now fishing guide at Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Toby, welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me today. I'm excited to, like you guys up there looking at the lake, you want to get out there. So do I. I'm ripped, raring, ready to go.
I'm assuming you were trying to get your ice fishing gear put away, but is that the case this opener?
Right now, my garage is an absolute mess. I have fishing gear, ice augers, and fish houses on standby, and I have a brand new run boat ready to go, too, and I can't decide what to play with, Scotty.
Unbelievable. That's a tough deal. Now, by the way, Toby owns something called Leisure Outdoor Adventures, and they partnered up with the folks here at Leech Lake and the Chase on the Lake Resort in Walker, Minnesota. And tell us a little bit about what, you know, obviously the ice is out there now, so this is not the weekend for it, but the ice, it won't be there forever. What kind of things do you do for folks to help them really enjoy a great fishing out here on Leech Lake?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, let me just start with what Leisure Outdoor Adventures is. Leisure Outdoor Adventures, as you said, is a guide service. But what we also do is work exclusively with Chase on the Lake and building fishing packages for people. So, you know, people, it's kind of a one-stop shop. People want to come over, enjoy Chase on the Lake, beautiful place, enjoy the 112,000 acres that Leech Lake has to offer. It's a great natural resource. And, you know, what we do is we can get them out there on the water. And what people enjoy typically in a guide trip with us, Scotty, is walleye fishing. Leech Lake is one of the premier walleye lakes in Minnesota. And it's just, you know, 2-hour drive from Fargo or wherever you're coming from. And it's just an absolute great opportunity to get out on the water and catch, like you said, lunkers. We have a lot of big fish, pitcher takers, like we like to say. And a lot of fish to keep and catch. And what we do is we display them up right for people. They go down to the 502 restaurant, which is a beautiful restaurant right there at the Chase on the Lake, and they'll hook them up for them. So we offer a great service. I have a bunch of guys. We actually have 6 fishing guys that work with Chase on the Lake and other areas around Leech Lake. And we're ready to take people out as soon as the ice is gone.
Toby, Steve Bakken over in Bismarck and living in central and western North Dakota. How hard is it to get a reservation with your guide service and then Chase on the Lake? You guys work together. How does somebody, if they want to come to Minnesota and do some fishing and get guided by you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, that's simple. We LeisureOutdoorAdventures.com has all the information and has some packages available with Chase on the Lake. Right there on the website. Our phone number is 855-LOA-HOOK. Very simple to remember, LOA-HOOK, 855-LOA-HOOK. And we have just a host of people. We have a host of guys. We have 6 full-time fishing guides, and I have a list of fill-in guides that's a page long that want to work with us and work with Chase on the Lake. So very simple, call the number. I actually go right to my cell phone, so if you want to talk to me personally, be glad to have a conversation and really cater a fishing package right to your needs, whether it's a small group of a family or just a single person wants to go fish. And we do corporate fishing events. We have a tournament trailer, weigh-in stage. We do the whole 9 for people. So whether it's work-related in a big group, family function, or just mom and son who want to go out fishing for Mother's Day, well, maybe not this year, but we can really service groups of all sizes, and that's what we're good at, and we like to get people out on the water. So, yeah, 855-LOA-HOOK, and we can custom build a package for you at Chase on the Lake. And we work right with them. We build the whole thing for a turnkey event, you know, so we can build a package with the rooms, meals, spa. We can put it all together for you, and I'll work closely with Chase on the Lake and build that package.
Walker, Minnesota. By the way, Walker, Minnesota is absolutely beautiful. It's just a neat little lake town. It's a lot of fun, and they're so impressed, Steve, with the fact that you and I are doing this show for this audience all across North Dakota now on KFIRE and KCJB and KLTC and KTGO and our AM 1100 The Flag. They said, Scott, tell you what. We want folks to experience this, so any room, any night, $69 if they have availability. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, put in the promo code SCOTT. S-C-O-T-T. Should be easy to remember. Scott, tell him Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake. Our family's been coming here for years, and we really, really love it. This place is historic. It's been here for, it's on the National Historic Register, but it's been newly renovated, and it really is extraordinary. And the bonus I like is that you don't only get some good fishing and know where the walleyes are, you get to get to do it with a Sioux hockey player, Toby Kovalevok, so he'll take good care of you. Toby, thanks. Have some fun this weekend, and get that snow melted, okay?
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're excited to get out there, Scotty. You take care of yourself.
Melt that ice. Steve Bakken and I will be back with more. What's on your mind? Straight ahead.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.